Close to 50 environmental, public health, faith-based, and community groups make up a new statewide coalition called Coal Free Massachusetts. The activists staged coordinated events Wednesday in the three communities where large coal-burning power plants still operate to call for each to be shut down by the end of the decade. Kim Finch, a volunteer with the Sierra Club, speaking in Holyoke, called for Massachusetts to lead the way in abandoning fossil fuels.
And I think that the future is so much brighter without the smog of coal.
Holyoke is home to the Mount Tom Power Plant, a coal-powered electricity generation station that opened in 1960. The other still operational coal plants in Massachusetts are in Salem and Somerset. The activists say coal plants emit nitrogen oxide, sulfur dioxide, and mercury, which are a public health menace. And coal plants are the leading source of carbon dioxide, the pollutant blamed for causing global warming. Even plants that have added pollution controls can cause serious health effects, according to Claire Miller, a spokesperson for Coal Free Massachusetts.
There's no such thing as clean coal. Coal Free Massachusetts, as you can tell by the name, staunchly believes that coal is a dirty energy, and there's no technology that can make it clean.
In addition to calling for the plants to be shut down by the end of the decade, the Coal Free Massachusetts platform also calls for the advancement of energy efficiency and clean renewable energy. It proposes to work with local communities to mitigate the impact of the plant closings on jobs and tax revenue.
You know, anything that we can do at the statewide level, either through the legislature or other regulatory routes, to support that effort and to bolster it, we're excited to do.
The coalition includes the Sierra Club and Greenpeace on the national level, the Conservation Law Foundation, the Environmental League of Massachusetts, and local groups such as Berkshire Environmental Action Team and Holyoke Food and Fitness Council. Juan Velez is the health and environmental organizer for Nuestras Reses, a community farming organization in Holyoke.
If you compare the size of Holyoke and compare to the size of the other cities, you can see that we have more, and probably 25-35% more asthmatic people than the other cities. So that's why I'm part of this group.
Holyoke officials earlier this year created a committee to explore alternative uses for the Mount Tom power plant, believing that its age and the current economics of burning coal versus natural gas will lead to its closing in the near future. The plant's owner, GDF Suez, said there are no plans to shut down the plant at this time. The owners of the coal plant in Salem have said it will close in 2014 and plan to convert it to burn natural gas. Reporting from Holyoke, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.